Baruch Hashem, those in Chutz La'aretz, after a long period of being off because of Shavuos, are finally catching up this week. You guys are reading, and those in Chutz La'aretz are going to be reading Chukas Balak, so double Parsha, and those in Eretz Yisrael will only be reading Parshas Balak. So I figured this week it's perfect to discuss something that's Togeh for those, both of those who are in Chutz La'aretz and both in Eretz Yisrael, something in Parshas Balak. One of my favorite ideas that I ever heard from my great uncle Shlita is in this week's Parsha. He quotes the pasuk, the famous brachas, when Bilam had kept trying and trying to curse Klal Yisrael, and Hashem just put in more beautiful words each time, all the beautiful brachas that he said. So he quotes the pasuk. One of them struck my grandpa, he asked the kasha. The pasuk says, Lo ibit avim b'yakov v'lo ra amal b'yisrael, Hashem elokav imo utruas melech bo. Which if we translate it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the evil, the bad things that Yaakov is doing. He doesn't see the oven is a similar lashon, that it's something perverse. And Amel rather is something perverse in Klal Yisrael. He doesn't see anything, nothing perverse, nothing evil. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, and he is the king's friendship. So my grandpa asked the kasha. He says, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote, so to speak, ignores our averas? Where do we see that a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can ignore a person's sins? Then a person has to be punished. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at Klal Yisrael's averas. How could it possibly be that Hashem doesn't look at a person's averas? And he says further, he strengthens the question. He knows that we have a famous concept of the Dalit Shomer min Halacha. Those are above Metziah. Right? We have a Shomer Chinam, someone who's watching for free, someone who's borrowing, Shoel, Nose Sachar, someone who is watching an object for pay, and a socher, someone who is renting an object. So now, when it comes to these four objects, I'm not going to get into all the halachas, but let's say a shomer chinam. So if he is watching for free, so then if there's geneva va'aveda, if it's something that is stolen, or if it is something that, or an ones, or it was something that was lost and wasn't his fault, and he didn't have any negligence, so he makes a shvua, and he's not going to have to pay. However, let's say an anos hisachar is someone who is taking money to watch something, so he is going to be make a shvua also that it was something that's only onus, and then he's going to be putter. However, geneva va'aveda, even if it was something that was stolen or something that was taken away, in that circumstance he would have to pay. So now we won't focus on the last. We'll focus just one more. He says a shoel. A shoel is someone who borrows something. A shoel has to pay no matter what. There's no, if I'm borrowing something and I'm using it for my purposes, if I borrow your car, there's no excuse in the world that can get me out of payment if it, God forbid, gets damaged. Why? Because that is something that I borrowed, is something that you gave me all the tovas for, and therefore the halacha is that no matter what, you have to pay. So he asked a further question. If that's the case, we borrow our neshamas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all borrow our neshamas. We give it to, hopefully we last a long life, 120. But at the end of the day, there's no excuses. Even if there's onus, even if things are beyond our control and we did an avera, even there, my grandpa asked a kasha, shouldn't you be punished? So how, this strengthens the question that we should always be punished. And even further, how could it be over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bichlal, not even looking at our averas? So he says very beautifully that there's really one other exception, but there kima only is one exception when it comes to the halachas of a shoel being pater. There's one exception. There might be one other, but let's say there's one main exception. The one main exception for when a shoel is pater, there's a concept of the Gemara above material 8, is bailav imo. That if I was with the shoel, if the borrower was with the person lending it out, exact gedrar, again, we're not going to into that, but here's another drush, that if I was with the person lending out the item, bishas, that we made the agreement to do it, then I would be putter from everything. So he says very beautifully that is the key. That halacha is the key to answering our pasuk. He says, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the averas of Yaakov and doesn't look at Am Yisrael. What's the hemshech of the pasuk? Hashem Elokav Imo. That Hashem is with us. And as long as Hashem is with us, then it's the halacha of Bailav Imo. That we know when it comes to the halachas above Metziah, if someone is borrowing something, you're going to be putter. So too, when you bring Hashem with us, then it can't be that we're going to be chayav, even if we did something from negligence, even if we did sin in our own ways. And he says very beautifully, that also explains the pasuk in that we say Mitzvah David and Shal Shudas. We say many times this thing, right? Gam ki elech begeitz al maves. I'm going in the streets. I don't know if I'm nervous about what's going to be. Lo irara. I'm not going to be afraid. Why? How could it be that David Melech said, Kiyati imadi, says Rav Uncle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. We know Baal Avimo, that he's not afraid of what's going to happen as long as you bring Hashem into your life. So Marilka says, obviously this is no heter. It's not a heter to sin. But he says very beautifully that we see from here a person has to bring Hashem into his life. That yes, we know that there's no such thing as someone who doesn't do an avira. We try our best to avoid all the aviras. Every avira we try to avoid. But at the end of the day, if we bring Hashem into our lives, realize it's all from Hashem. Everything that we're going through is Hashem. Then we will have this beautiful pasuk, the key of the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to overlook the bad things that we do and only focus on our good things. I heard a beautiful thing in the name of the Kajnitz, actually my chavrusa, my good friend, Bensi Jacob, told me this, the shame that the Kajnitz Rebbe right now, that he was saying that in the times that we're in, he says, maybe people will start focusing on this a little more. He says, when we start saying Be'ezras Hashem, or you write Be'ezras Hashem on a piece of paper, does anyone ever think twice and say, really, Be'ezras Hashem, I need Hashem's help for this to happen? When you say, oh, Be'ezras Hashem, the bar mitzvah is going to be in Sivan. Did we realize that really, Be'ezras Hashem, that without Hashem, we're not getting anywhere, that the bar mitzvah is going to be canceled? I'm making a chas in a few weeks, Be'ezras Hashem. Did anyone think twice, oh, Be'ezras Hashem, you know, it's going to happen. Look what happened. Hashem turned over the whole world, and it really, we have to start appreciating the little things that Hashem does, that it really is Be'ezras Hashem. That everything that we're doing in our life needs Be'ezras Hashem. I think that's a very similar nekuda to what my grandpa was driving out in this pasuk. That we always need to bring Hashem with us. We're not perfect. No one's perfect. But if we try our best, whatever it means to bring Hashem with you, to daven more, to just talk to Hashem more, if we just bring in, to realize that everything is from Shemayim, all of these things, if we do all of that together, then we'll have the brachas of Lo Hibit Avin B'Yakov and Lo Rama B'Yisrael. Hashem will always overlook our veras. So give us all bracha that Amirta Hashem will be Mekayim this Pasuk, and Amirta Hashem will bring Hashem much more to our lives. Have a wonderful Shabbos.